This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutit, with me, Joyce Gome. The march has begun with President of the United States, Donald Trump, saying that trade wars are good, while in Italy, a recent election suggests that populist and Eurosceptic forces are not in retreat. How will this impact markets? To help us is Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist with U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. Joyce, you speak to him.
Good morning, Joe. We had a turbulent February, and do you expect the turbulence to continue throughout March, or will it taper off?
No, I mean, we're in a volatile period now when we've got issues about the Fed raising rates, of course, the trade war talk from the president. So, but really, when you still look at the global economic outlook, you look at the U.S. outlook, good earnings, a lot of cash, M&A activity, private equity. We're looking for the markets to continue to grind higher. But volatility is back, no doubt, and that's the big difference from last year.
As you mentioned, trade wars, investors are grappling with the prospects of a potential trade war, and its threat to economic growth has caused volatility in the markets, as you mentioned. So what's your investment strategy in the current situation, Joe?
Well, I mean, we kind of like want to look long term. We still like technology. We think energy's undervalued here. We're still very bullish on defense and cybersecurity. China just announced it's increasing its defense spending by 8%, so that will drive or trigger more defense spending throughout the region, which is good for a lot of U.S. companies. So in general, there's places to put money to work. We like healthcare as well, given the global demographics, global obesity epidemic, diabetes. So there's places to put money to work here with these pullbacks.
Right. So if a trade war were to happen, what currencies are you looking at as well? You know, which ones are you betting on in the current landscape?
Well, I mean, if there's a trade war, I mean, everyone loses, you know, overall. I think your small cap companies do better because they're less exposed to overseas. That would be a place to kind of hide. But you have to be careful about what inflation expectations would change. How would it affect the Federal Reserve? I think, you know, the trade wars, I think the rhetoric is one thing. You know, the reality maybe not as dire as the markets were, you know, looking at last week, but we'll see. Very much on the table, and this is something the president can control. And right now, at least we had a good day today on Wall Street. We'll see how it follows through globally, but hopefully this is just going to kind of pass and not become, you know, a full-fledged global trade war. I don't expect that to happen.
Well, moving on to Eurozone's third largest economy, Italy. Following the recent elections, there's still a lot of uncertainty there that could take months to clear. So how do you think this would affect markets in the short to midterm?
Well, you saw the euro weaken a little bit here, and I don't think anyone's surprised about the anti-establishment, anti-immigration stance of the parties. It's going to take a while to have a coalition government, but the bigger issue in Europe is really Germany. Germany, the Grand Coalition, is back. I mean, Italy matters. There's no doubt about that, but what really matters is Germany and France working together now to help drive more growth, more fiscal spending, and Italy will be the outlier, but you know, a lot of investors don't expect much from Italy, and sure enough, we didn't get much from them anyway. So this government's going to flounder, but there's good parts of the Italian economy that will grow. But I just don't think it's going to be a market-moving event.
Right. Let's look at China. It has set its growth target of about 6.5% this year and lowered its budget deficit target to 2.6% of GDP from 3%. So what's the impact to markets moving forward?
You know, China, you know, lays it out there, 6.5%. I think a lot of people believe that is achievable, whether it's consumption, construction, investment. You got a lot of companies, One Belt, One Road activity going on there. The earnings outlooks looks pretty good. So I think, you know, people are comfortable with that number. If it's closer to 7%, it'd be different. But remember, China's command and control economy. They can, you know, they can print the number, or they can actually achieve it, or they can overproduce. I think it's a good number. More importantly, India grew faster than China in the fourth quarter of last year. So you got the two big Asian giants, you know, solid growth coming out of those two big countries, which helps the emerging markets.
Are you invested in the emerging markets? If you are, which markets are you looking at, or currencies?
Well, we are investing in the emerging markets. We've seen outflows related to worries around the Fed raising rates, now the trade wars. But we like more of the technology plays in developing Asia, whether it's Taiwan, China, even in, say, Malaysia. And, you know, the key point when it comes to the emerging markets, this is consumption-led growth, not trade-led. So we're looking for a lot of companies that have that kind of that shelter from any prospects of a trade war. But in general, you know, you're getting, you know, the emerging markets are still cheap relative to the developed markets, and you're getting cheaper given the pullbacks. And now's the time to step in and buy.
What about currencies, the ringgit, or looking at Sing dollar, any of the likes?
I mean, we like Sing dollar. You know, that's just, you know, kind of a very strong currency here. I would avoid a Brazil. The ringgit, yeah, I mean, we like it in general. But I think the dollar is kind of stabilized here. I think it was oversold. It's kind of finding its kind of bottom, so to speak. So we're not looking for any big move up or down in dollar vis-a-vis the emerging markets currencies in general.
Thank you, Joe. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
We'll be back with more news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.